you need to be a lot more like me. Stand up, break out, and take what you deserve.
We're taking you straight to the extreme.
We have had to listen to you as you claim to educate all of us. Now it's time for you to sit there, shut your mouth while I educate you.
I didn't have a game plan, I was winging it.
The name of the game here is entertainment, and I am an entertainer. And you've seen the way those girls respond to me at ringside, in the airports, in the hotels.
We gonna take you to the streets, the hood, the hardcore stuff. We're just there to drive to, you know what I'm saying? Drive-by stuff that you get so frightened of. Raised up, eating off the silver platter. We scared to go in those neighborhoods. But guess what? I'm gonna give you just what the taste of that is like.
You out here talking about a click. The only click you need to know about is
Powerball
Jutsu. If I put a scope on a nigga's head, is it on site?
I think it's on site, bro.
It's on site.
It's on site.
What's on site?
What's that?
Fucking big nigga over lost, my nigga. That's hurtful.
Rocky Six ass storyline.
Yeah, man, you lost to the Italian nigga, man. Olive Garden.
Just disgusting.
But I think it's for him. I know what my nigga Matt was saying. He was saying how like all the other niggas like went up to the main roster in that 2.0 class. Besides Tony D'Angelo, and so like pretty much is his time to shine and break out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's the last one.
Yeah, he's the last one. Besides, he really is the last one because Bron Breakker went up there and Melo,
Ilya's up there.
Yeah,
even Austin Theory's bum ass, Grayson Waller.
Yeah, I think so. He's like the last one, so put this belt on him and see, and like you know, see what we can do with it. So that's the only positive side. I can look at it like that from his perspective, and I see it. But it's hurtful from, you know, the nigga perspective, like big nigga Oba losing.
Yeah, especially out there. Triple H in the press conference talking about, you know, I don't see color. And everybody was dick riding like, ah, look at the Women's Tag Team Championship. Ah, look at him. Ah.
Yeah,
and then this nigga Oba lost.
They had bad blood in Atlanta. They had, like, all these backstage segments with, you know, parties and shit, you know, Metro Boomin' and all that, and a whole bunch of nigga activities, but no nigga activities, no nigga activity in the ring.
No niggas, which is crazy. Lil Yachty was the only nigga there.
Nah, ain't it wasn't no niggas in the ring.
It's not cuz.
Yeah, it was no niggas in the ring.
I'm trying to hear that. Hey, it's okay though, man. Triple H don't see color. It's only about talent. You know,
niggas don't got talent.
Bobby Lashley ain't got no talent. I saw that nigga wasn't on TV. No talent.
I don't know. Maybe big nigga Oba. Maybe Oba gets called up and be the one, like the carry the torch. Because like I feel like he's the last hope between him and Carmelo Hayes.
Think so?
Look at the roster. Like,
Ain't too many niggas on
exactly
the roster, really.
Like, we got R-Truth, Kofi Kingston.
R-Truth out touring. He ain't even really there.
And then Xavier Woods. Yeah, Apollo Crews. That's pretty much it.
And we just got Apollo Crews back because they kept that nigga off TV for a long time.
So like
they just saw him in catering, bro.
Yeah, so the next person got to be Oba and Carmelo Hayes. And then my nigga, young nigga in NXT.
Javon.
Yep, Javon and Trick Williams. That's the last of us.
It's the last of the niggas, bro.
And I hate to say, no, I'm going to say this, that AEW showcase niggas better than WWE right now.
Hey, shout out to Private Party, bro.
Yeah, Private Party, you know, we got Swerve, Prince Nana, MVP. You know, they showcasing niggas more active than WWE.
Hey, shout out to TNA. Small rosters. No choice. It's out to Moose, Chris Bay, Leon Slater, all the boys out there. Tasha Steeles, you know. Small roster. Hey, gotta put them on.
But, and then Bad Blood was cool. They had the Hell in a Cell match first. That was dope. And then Jimmy Uso coming back and The Rock came back. The Rock came back and did nothing.
Hey, man, he went on Twitter and stunned on them boys.
The live promo at the end, that was pretty funny.
Bro, I want to say, I think I agree with Dave Meltzer on this, bro. It was just too many run-ins. Like, almost every single match had a run-in, some kind of interference.
That's that old WCW booker, man. It was in Atlanta. They booked that shit like a WCW show. They didn't know the finish.
Right. Yeah, we'll call it in the ring. Fucking yeah, Kevin Owens comes down.
And Kevin Owens fucking turned the heel, beat Cody Rhodes in the parking lot after the show.
I'll admit that was cool. The way they did it. But, yeah.
And it's so funny because before we recorded, I was scrolling through Twitter. I was looking, and Vince Russo said something like, that shit doesn't look real. I was like, what?
I mean, I think they did a good job with it.
Yeah, surprisingly, because...
I don't know, but TNA did it first, though.
Yeah, but how they, yeah, but how they did it, though, was like, everybody knew Kevin Owens was going to turn heel, but, like, only a matter of time, and they just did it at the most random time, like, after the show, which is pretty dope. So, credit to them.
I like the way that they did the fan cam. I mean, TNA does that shit already. I'm just hyping, plugging TNA, but it was dope to see in the WWE, I guess, where they didn't really have, like, the super high-def camera. They just had the fan cams. I think that was dope. What else happened to Bad Blood?
We had that shark cage match, and then I think
Raquel came back. And yeah, Mega was like, who is she?
Mega Mommy.
Is that what you call her?
Yeah, Mega Mommy.
Oh my goodness.
But the funniest part of that shark cage match was Dominic Mysterio almost like took a plunge. One bad move. That nigga neck would have been broken.
Yeah, it would have been game over. But I don't know, man. Too many run-ins. I'm agreeing with Meltzer on this one. I hate when I agree with Meltzer. I agree with this motherfucker twice this week. It's getting ridiculous now.
And they had the other women's match. What was it? Nia Jax and Bayley. And that match was...
Yeah, Nia Jax pulled the Hurricane sit-up. Yeah, the Hurricane Rana too. The big pop-up pump.
Yeah. The match was... It was okay. It was all right. Okay. Yeah, Tiffany Cash in, though. But they announced at Crown Jewels we'll have champion versus champion, the women's champion versus the women's champion, world champion versus WWE champion. I hope they do, like, tag team champions versus each other, and then United States versus Intercontinental champion, because I don't know, man. Like, the Judgment Day, they're taking L's.
That sounds like Survivor Series, though, bro. That's how it used to be back. That's how it should be.
Or bragging rights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
But it's called like, they get like an ugly ass belt. But my thing is, that may be an opportunity for Tiffany to cash in a belt on Liv Morgan over there on Raw.
You think so? You think that's what I want?
It might be. It might be an easy way. Yeah. That can be a way to have her go that way.
I definitely felt like they was gonna try to have her take the bet off Nia.
Yeah, but I can make sense to have her be like beat the fuck out of Liv Morgan. Yeah. Because like right now Judgment Day is losing and they got titles and it's like, why do we care about these belts? They're losing.
Because we're supposed to care because they're Judgment Day, but I think the storyline's kind of gotten stale at this point. Like,
yeah, because like Damian Priest goes and beats the fuck out of all Judgment Day. These tag team champions.
Right.
Who else the tag team nobody gonna challenge them? There's like nobody besides New Day.
And you got New Day. You got Final Testament if they're still around.
Yeah.
Damn. Man, no tag teams, bro.
Yeah. And I think
Viking Raiders. See race or tag teams.
Viking Raiders?
I thought one of them was injured still.
I think one of them supposed to be coming back, I believe. And that's it. Like, they need their tag team division revamped ASAP on Raw because it's not there. Hopefully the Motor City Machine Guns go there.
With Jimmy Uso back, anything is possible.
I don't know, man. It's you want to see another Uso run?
Hell yeah.
But now let Jay do his thing right now and let them separate. He's away from the bloodline. Let's see, like somehow he had to integrate this story within a couple months if they're going to do Survivor Series War Games.
Hey, bro. Jimmy Uso's back, bro. They gonna recruit Jay and Sammy. It's War Games. I'm calling it now, man.
Yeah, that can make sense. Hopefully makes sense. But like one of them gonna go over there and interfere and call us like Jey Uso's like some matches. I'm like, okay, fuck it, you guys are throwing to my side. I didn't come over whoop some ass.
I don't think they have to go over there to do it, bro. Crown Jewel's coming up. I think they do it there.
Champion versus champion match?
Nah, I think they cost him the title.
Okay.
That's how he gets in there. That's what I'm thinking.
That can work.
Yeah. Either that or Roman just comes and apologizes, which is, I don't see that happening either.
Yeah, like the bloodline stories, it can go like so many different ways. Like, where's Paul Heyman at? Well, is The Rock there? The Rock didn't say no. Was The Rock part of the Solo? And Solo said this was part of the plan all along.
Yeah, I think Rock is leading Solo.
Yeah.
Rock is Solo's wise man.
So, like, it was cool. Like, Judgment, like, you know, Bad Blood was cool for what it was, five matches.
Yeah, it was all right.
A lot of fuckery, but it was, like, solid. Then we had Raw for 2 hours, and people are so fucking pissed off about that. Oh, my God.
Wait, hold on. Before we go to Raw, I want to talk about one more thing about Bad Blood. I saw people complaining. They were like, oh, Bad Blood, it was only five matches. Your IndyCard doesn't need 10 matches and shit like that. And it's like, but IndyCards don't have Roman Reigns or Cody Rhodes. They don't have Finn Balor, you know? It's like, why are you being weird like that? People just be talking to me.
Right. Hey, you guys compare like a fucking multi-million-dollar company to like a company who's only getting like probably like about $5,000.
Right. You think so?
I think GCW is pulling some good numbers.
GCW, sure, bro. I love NapTown On Pro, bro. Tickets are $25. Yeah. And usually, and usually max out by like 50 people at a show, bro. So that's probably like a grand, a little over a grand, $12.50.
$2,000, $3,000, like on a good night, I think. But it's like you guys comparing that to like a fucking billion-dollar company that's been around for 75 years.
And they're a good company, so they ain't making nothing off concessions because this shit is only like $1 a piece. So, run them 10 matches on your indie show, bro.
Yeah, Nick, this is weird. Like, it's been a lot of weird shit. Like, niggas comparing, like, ratings and shit still to this day. Like, it's still people sharing the ratings about fucking NXT and WWE because they went head-to-head on Tuesday, NXT and AEW. Yeah. I was like, who gives a fuck about this war shit? Like, whatever you like.
Man, ratings don't really matter anymore.
Like, yeah, I love the game of wrestling. So, like, I'm going to watch both of them either at the same time or, like, you know, not watch both of them at all and then, like, watch one and then watch the other right after. Like,
hey, man, I recently learned it with YouTube TV. I can't watch CW live, but it does allow me to replay, like, 5 weeks of episodes for, like, nice. Yeah, so it's like, hey, watch it when you feel like it, bro. I'm not watching NXT live, but damn it, I'll watch it later. Like, yeah, it also does like replays of Raw and SmackDown, and SmackDown's like an hour without the commercials. It's crazy.
That's good.
I was like, yeah, I like this shit. So now I don't be watching nothing live no more.
And Raw's now about an hour without commercials. We watch it on YouTube live, but niggas on the internet was having a field day. Oh my god, this shit feel rushed.
But they begged for years. 3 hours is too long. It's too much. I complained about it being too long, and you know what? I was excited. They said we back to two.
Yeah, a two-hour wrestling show. It's great. It's
perfect.
Like, only time a wrestling event should be 3 hours of pay per view. That's it. Only for big times. Like the thing I love about AEW when I watch it. Sorry. Like I watch it and then like time flies so much and I look up and like damn it's already like 9:30.
That's how I be feeling about TNA, bro. That's how you know it's your favorite company. When you're like, damn, it's over.
Like, yeah, like SmackDown, like, damn, it's already like 9:15. God damn, a lot of happened. Like Raw, damn, it's like it's only 8:45. God damn, I'm tired.
Right. 2 hours is perfect. I don't know why people complain.
Yeah, like niggas never satisfied. Like they want change. They want to change. Oh no, Rome, don't you change it back?
Right. It'll be all right. Y'all lie. Y'all live, bro.
But NXT is perfect. 2 hours. They used to be an hour, and that used to be great. And niggas was like, oh my god, this is too much. They changed it to 2 hours before. Remember that's complaining. Oh my god, NXT is too much. They're gonna oversaturate it.
And guess what happened? They didn't. So
no.
I don't know. People just complain. And complaining for the sake of complaining.
And what happened on Raw? Good. They had
They had that Jigaboo Sexy Red on there.
She was on both shows.
Oh, she was on both shows?
Raw and NXT.
They put that Moon Cricket on both shows?
Come on, man. She's trendy, my nigga.
She's trendy. Back in my day, they were. No, I'm getting too far, man. I'm getting too far.
But there's one clip. If you go back and watch Raw, it's this dude say he is not impressed with Sexy Red. He got his arms crossed and just looking. It's a white dude with an arm crossed. I'm like, yeah, that's racist vibe. He's like, I came with some fucking wrestling, not get it sexy.
I feel the same way, dude.
But it was funny, though. It was hilarious on NXT, Booker T, like, you know, doing his ad libs, and they showed him, like, standing up dancing and shit before Ethan Page cut her off.
Yeah. Fucking Booker T. Of course he liked Sexy Red. That's why Stevie Ray left him. Banded him.
And NXT, like, you know, NXT, of course, with NXT, they always do the smart, like, when they go head-to-head with AEW, they did all this crazy shit. Yeah. Like, they had, like, Jey Uso appear, then they had Jay Cargill and Bianca Belair in the match. The main event, Randy Orton versus Young Nigga.
Young Nigga, Javon. Mm-hmm. We had to be specific because Leon Slater is the resident TNA Young Nigga. So
Young Nigga, Javon. So this cool that's thing
about the crossover I want though, bro.
Yeah, that's the match that need to happen. Young Nigga, Javon. Had a toy Randy Orton as a kid, and they showed a picture of him holding it up, and he gets to wrestle him. So, like, that shit's, like, the dopest shit ever.
Yeah, shout out to Randy Orton, though.
Yeah, and then Randy Orton didn't scold him for, like, blotching the
Right.
He said, sorry. He said, don't worry about it. Kofi Kingston probably pissed off. Like, that was me. He called me stupid.
Kofi was still mad. I still remember that shit when he was on his on his leading up to the WWE Championship win. He was, stupid. Like, oh, Kofi didn't forget that one, huh? Like, all right, good on you, Kofi.
Yeah. Like NXT was solid for what I've seen. You know, they're going in the right direction. They had Cora Jade and Roxanne Perez. They were like in a ring, and then Julia and Stephanie Perker came out teaming up and was fighting off.
Yeah,
but I was like, hey, okay, all right, Stephanie Perker, you look kind of nice. I ain't familiar with your game, girl, but I know she was dope in a ring. But I was like,
bro, we saw her.
You ever seen her live? Yeah, she had like the championship belts.
Yeah,
we see Mina too. We see Mina who was teaming up with Mariah May.
Yeah.
That's when the day I fell in love.
That's the day you fell in love.
Yeah, with Mina. I was like, oh my god, I don't know who this is, but I love her. But like, I'm not like buying a creepy in love, be like, you know how other people be like calling people baby moms and shit and preaching. None of that.
Well,
I fell in love with her wrestling style in the ring. I was like, oh my god, I love her wrestling style in the ring.
I was about to say, man, I hope you ain't in love to be taking photos of feet because that's crazy.
No, yes. I'm crazy NXT fans, man.
So the nigga,
he went in there twice. He went in there twice and got caught.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he went in there twice.
But I didn't get to read the article everybody else mentioned. So
I shared it on the page. I put nasty nigga.
Hey man, I've had some crazy days at work this week, bro.
Nigga, me too.
Like, that's crazy. Now I'm looking at it. Hold on. So he went to hotel twice.
Yeah, so a man allegedly got caught trying to take pictures of feet of female talent as they made their way through the hotel and was ejected not once but twice from the location.
That's crazy, bro.
Like I said, I'm coming right back. I'm leaving here with something. That nigga's nasty. Crazy.
Hey, man. Y'all know my motto. Stone him.
Mm-hmm.
You got to kill him with a couple stones. Watch the head. Just teach him a lesson, you know?
Watch that. Put niggas in guillotines, man.
Oh, yo. Hey. Save those for the politicians. But, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I got to watch these people, bro. That's weirdo behavior.
You need to be watched. That's like NWA. That's NWA fans behavior right there, man.
Right, NWA fans, find them on Twitter, bro. Come to a Twitter account near you.
I've seen that shit, and I actually supposed to tweet you. I think I tweeted that in the group chat, Michelle.
Look at this shit. You said it. I was disgusted. I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean?
I'm like, NWA's on those last legs at this point.
Right, somebody was just saying stupid shit online, and they was like, should TNA become an NWA territory again? And I was just thinking, like, bro, should NWA be a TNA territory at this point? Like,
let's get rid of NWA as whole and just have them do like they do back in the day. Remember, niggas said, like, buy the NWA name for like the fucking for a couple years and have a title. And after that, they pretty much leasing the NWA name. Like, remember, a lot of companies did that bro, shit.
Hey, leave Tim Storm out of this.
Fuck it. Let's buy a share of NWA, man. We can have NWA Powerbomb Jitsu.
Man, I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want to be associated with that filth.
Now look at them lineage of the NWA championship.
That's terrible. We just bounce it back and forth. 16-time NWA champion. Ric Flair ain't got nothing on me.
All right. It's bad, man. I got a territory out here in Cleveland. Like, I've been to like one show, NWA show, and that's the one last year.
Wait, they still have territories?
Yeah, a territory out here called Exodus Pro.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, like PP Smooth was like the NWA Midway Championship.
That's disgusting, bro.
If you look in the if you look in the DMs, JT always retweets that and try to share it with everybody.
Damn. Hey, real quick, if you had to take a guess, how many people watched or even looked at the NWA episode, NWA Power 76 on Twitter? How many people would you say?
Is it over 200?
Nope.
Oh, 150?
Nope.
65?
Keep going.
Lower or higher?
Lower.
40?
The lower.
36?
A little lower.
35?
Nope.
28.
What? 1,000 more less. 27.
They had 27 views only?
27,000. That's it.
Oh.
And most people probably didn't even watch it all the way through. Because I know I didn't.
Yeah, it's bad. It's like, I don't know. NWA is not appealing no more. Like, back in the day, they had some shit. Like, remember they had like Ricky Starks and all the names?
They had. Eli Drake. Ran everybody off, bro.
And they everybody had, got bought out too, though. Niggas was like, hey.
No, they ran people off. Ziggy Dice left because they was tripping. Ricky Starks left because they was tripping. Nick Aldis left because they was tripping. Everybody left because they was tripping. And fucking Billy Corgan is like a right-wing Trump-supporting grifter. So it's like, motherfuckers don't want to be there. So people like Ziggy Dice go get bigger contracts like TNA. And it's like, when that contract's up, they still would rather not go back to NWA because it's weird, bro. It's just weird over there, bro. They had Trevor Murdoch and Brodus Clay shooting for the NWA championship, and one of them boys was on Fox News, and it was the black one.
Yeah, like, come on. It's bad. I don't know. I think only thing positive in the NWA I can say is like,
is this still getting a paycheck, bro?
No, yeah, it's similar to wrestle. It's like, you know, I like seeing people earn money, so that's the only thing. That's the only cool part. Like,
and,
hey,
and the thing is, you can't even root for everybody because motherfuckers like EC3 be running around like
the two black female wrestlers, there's the tag team champions, they're still there.
I didn't know they had black people wrestling in NWA still.
Yeah, they had I think they were tag team champions or their tag team.
I'm surprised. I had no idea, bro. I had to look this up now because I didn't know black people still wrestle for NWA.
Yeah, they got PB Smooth and it's another dude too.
I thought NWA stood for niggas weren't allowed. You said PB Smooth. I didn't know he was wrestling for NWA.
Well, he's the NWO, and he's like the minor league out here, the territory.
Look at that, Big Strong Mims, the national title. Okay, look at you. I didn't know Max and Paler was still there.
Yeah, Killer Bees.
Yeah, okay. Okay, look at that. Look at that. Yeah, I don't see no other niggas on the roster. I don't know. Oh, Carnage. Look. Oh, Carnage. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, real nerdy Damage. Moment. Real nerdy moment here. There's a comic book character called Rage from Marvel Comics. He's a black dude. And I think Carnage is wearing his mask. Like, no, I'm for real, for real. It's, which, if he is, that's cool. But I don't know. Rage has had a bunch of different masks. But yeah, this ain't the same mask. Nah, never mind. I'll take it back. But yeah, I'm surprised. I'm really surprised you got some Negroes there, bro. Look at that. Look at that, bro. It's no, no. Hey man, is actually Andretti Black? What? No, that's completely random. I don't know. He's hanging out with those black people. You never know.
So they got that. They got
La Rosa Negra. Look at that. That's another black one.
Yeah, they got
six.
I don't know. They got, yeah, but they got to do something appealing. Like, yo, get some eyes on the product. Like, yo,
hey, NWO. PJ.
Yeah, they got to do something. Like, what can they do? Like, yo, we got to watch NWA.
They can send Titus on Fox News again.
Yeah, but they was like, that was bad publicity. I'm stuttering.
Yeah. Hey, man, did you know Tim Storm is wrestling again?
Nice. But I think it was bad press and good press, too, at the same time, because he was on Fox News, and then if you're one of them fucking crazy-ass left-wing Republicans, oh, my God, who the fuck is this big motherfucker? And he's got the belt. I'm going to watch this shit. Oh, look, baby, that's the guy who's saying that Trump shit. I'm fucking supporting him. So it's good and bad at the same time. You know, it's like, hey, get some eyes on a product for the right and wrong reasons, too.
Oh, man, I think that's nothing but bad publicity. But that's just me being super, super far to the left, like. So that's just me and my thinking, but still, Fox News isn't really what you want to advertise for, bro.
Yeah, so, but like, they need something besides that, like, entering, like, they tried the Coke spot. The Coke spot, they had people talking.
Terrible, bro.
It was a terrible thing, and they need something talking, like, yo, NWO is here to stay. Makes me want to watch it. Like, AEW got something you want to watch. Like, hey, they got this person over here, this. They got this. WWE got this person, they got that. TNA got that person, got that. They got something here. It's like nobody gonna say, "Hey, put that one NWA match on,
bruh." That NWA match, we not play.
Oh, NWA match, what? Ricky Steamboat versus Ric Flair.
My goodness, back in the day, okay.
Rick Martel versus Ric Flair.
Rick Martel, okay.
Okay. Pat O'Connor versus Luther. It's like. But it's not like in the last couple of years, like, put that Tyrus and EC3 on. I thought we talked about NWA all the time because of how shitty they are.
Yeah.
Like, and I want them to, you know, do good because, like, there's some people out here in Exodus Pro that I like. It's Main Event. They're out there. You know, They got Ashton Day from out here. He's wrestling over there. They got some people that's wrestling from out here that's on the thing, so I hope they succeed. But it's like, the company got to just do better to make me want to care and watch it. Like,
yeah, it's not that I want them to fail, but I want them to, like, do better. Like, it's admittedly, Billy Corgan is just, he's such a right-wing lunatic that it kind of puts people off on the company. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, all right, this is weird, you know? Like, you're doing too much, Billy Corgan. And then it ruins it. Like you said, the Fox News, that's bad publicity, bro. Like, people weren't like, hey, look, the champion is on Fox News. It was like, yo, why is Titus on Fox News with the belt, bro? Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's not going to make people who didn't watch wrestling go like, oh, wow, Titus is the world champion. I definitely gotta go watch that. That's gonna change my life. You know, this is really gonna get me on board. It's not. It's like, but it's like when Jordynne Grace makes the news because she's winning a bodybuilding contest, people gonna be like, all right, I might need to see that because people who like bodybuilding like wrestling, you know.
Right.
People who like Fox News don't necessarily like wrestling. Like, there's no real crossover there. But motherfuckers like Triple H and Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they've been Zeus and bodybuilding people. They've been going back and forth for years, and there's
even rap, there. Right? And then like rap, people Sexy yeah. Red's like, what? Look at Sexy Red's on here. I'm gonna tune in to see Sexy Red. Like, okay, Sexy right. Red interacting with this person. No, who was this right. person? Sexy Red's interacting with who's this piece of page?
Yeah, who's this Randy Orton's? Yeah, and it's not even just Sexy Red, bro. Rappers been rapping about wrestling for a long time.
Yeah. You know?
It's like even like there's rappers who like have made it like a whole gimmick, like Smoke Diz and things like that. But yeah, even rappers like Nas just randomly drop wrestling bars from time to time. It's
actually what's it called? Shredded on my timeline. Uh-huh. My story on IG not too long ago was like rap wrestling that had like the first one was a Nas verse.
Oh word. Okay, yeah. Look at that. Yeah, okay, I'm with it. Even weird-ass Killer Mike. One of my favorite Killer Mike tracks is called Ric Flair. Y'all should look that up. That shit is hard.
He was at Bad Blood in the crowd.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah, he was in the crowd. Lil Yachty, Quavo.
Lil Yachty's weird, man.
Jacqueline, there was some niggas in there. But like we were saying, though, about like companies like making it want to watch, like the whole crossover of TNA and WWE or NXT is like, hey, who is this person from over here?
That shit has benefiting everybody. Like,
so look at it's Soruka over here now. Like, I'm gonna follow Soruka wrestling this girl now. Soruka's wrestling girl number X. So I'm gonna find out who more of this, and vice versa. Who is this Jordan Grace over here? And who is this Trey Miguel over here? I heard of him, but I don't know who he is.
I used to watch NXT like once a year. Now it's like, let me see what's going on over there real quick. Let me take a look real quick. But it's like it benefits everybody. Like, I know people on the internet be talking. Like, it's so weird. Like, if you look at wrestling Twitter and then like wrestling Reddit, they're so very much different. And then there's like little subsections. And it's like, okay, this shit makes way more sense over here. But people are genuinely enjoying the shit and like watching it go back and forth. It's like, okay, this is beneficial to everybody. It's not. Man, I hate bringing up AEW. It's not the AEW TNA crossover where niggas was just hitting on TNA. It's like, yeah, why are y'all putting this on TV, bro? Y'all need to beat his ass.
Tony Khan know he's still he was still greedy during that time. That's my excuse for him.
He's still greedy now, bro.
Nah. He sees him now.
He's still greedy, bro.
Nah, don't disrespect my nigga Tony Khan like that. He's a little seasoned now. I'm
disrespect the shit out of him, bro.
That's my nigga, man. I'm gonna holler at him when we come to Cleveland.
Nah.
Apparently, no. Me and Tony Khan are friends, believe it or not, people. Just to let you guys know.
What, y'all buy coke from the same dude? Your plug is his plug?
No.
except he getting it for personal use?
Nah, me and Tony Khan, we text about wrestling all the time, so I'm giving ideas.
Yeah, me and Scott, the more we talking, bro.
I got his number. He's like, damn, what do you think about this idea? I'm like, yeah, go for it, my nigga. You got it.
Oh my goodness, bro! Not Tony Khan. Did you tell him about the Jaguars, bro?
Yeah, I told him. I'm like, I'm more of a Jets fan though. But you know, it's a long story.
Oh man, I keep forgetting you're a Jets fan, bro. How you feel about your quarterback?
He's got his coach fired.
Yeah.
Hey man, Aaron Rodgers is old as fuck at this point. I was like, ah, like moving slow. It's like he threw like two interceptions. The one lost the game, the London game. I'm like, I'm up at 9 o'clock in the morning watching these motherfuckers lose. I was pissed.
Damn.
But anyway, it is what it is.
I'd watch old ass Joe Flacco this week, so.
But at least, hey, Joe Flacco came from the Browns.
Joe Flacco did better than Aaron Rodgers this week, and he still lost.
Yep, and Deshaun Watson, too.
Yeah. Deshaun Watson, that's a wasted money right there, bro.
I think he's stealing money. Like, he's
stealing it, bro.
Like when a wrestler stealing money, man. Who stole money in wrestling? A lot of people.
Hey, whatever TNA paid Damian Sandow when he got WWE.
What did they pay Hogan?
Stolen.
A lot of niggas were stealing money during the Hogan thing. But fucking
stolen.
Fucking Nasty Boy stole money. Eric Bischoff was stealing money.
100%, bro.
Hey, Rikishi went over and stole a little bit of money a little bit too for a little bit.
Hey, it happens, bro. It happens. Venus,
he stole some money. He was over there too.
He stole plenty of money, bro. My goodness, he stole so much money. Hey, Road Dogg, he stole a little bit of money. When he was in TNA, he stole some money, bro.
Nah, he was okay in the early days with him and K Quick, and it was a three live crew.
Yeah, but by the time they got, to VKM,
he's stealing money.
Yeah, Billy Gunn was still in shape. Road Dogg was like, "Where the check at? I need a bottle of beer." Stole that money. Oh man, Great Khali, he stole some money. Like Young Khali, like you ever watched clips of Young Khali? It's like, damn.
In Japan, yeah.
I was like, yo, how is he doing that? And then when he got to WWE, he stole all that money, bro. Like, have you ever seen the clips of him? Like, he posts on like videos online a lot, like of his house, his massive property, like miles and miles of property. Yeah, he stole all that. That's stolen. He stole that money for that shit.
But you know, who's not stealing money? Or maybe he is. Stealing money. Dan Garcia, talk to him, man. He got a new contract, man. Get paid, young nigga. Get paid.
Get paid. I ain't mad at it, bro.
And same with Swerve, too. They said Swerve about to get signed like a big-ass contract, and people are mad about that. Yeah. He's on a Breakfast Club talking about it. And I was like, hey, my nigga, get paid at this point. Like, man. I didn't see wrestlers get paid. Like, nigga, get paid.
I don't like Swerve.
Fuck him, bro. Like, honestly. He's cool. He's cool, man.
Swerve only care about black people in relation to Swerve. He's like, they're saying I'm too high paid because they just don't want to see a black person get paid. Yeah, shut the fuck up, Swerve. You was talking about taking me off that list. You was still talking about that shit this year. I'm just waiting on you to see this year's list, and you be like, I told y'all, take me off that list. He's so fucking weird. He's like, if I had your chances, I'd be the first black AEW champion. Yeah, but you was on Twitter talking that shit like, I'm not a black wrestler. I'm just a wrestler who happens to be black. All right, shut up, Swerve. I would Bobby Lashley spear that motherfucker out of wrestling. Just spear that motherfucker and have like a Mortal Kombat finisher, bro.
There are
cut him in half like Frieza. Like,
Man. I like Swerve, man. Like, you know, I've always been a fan of Swerve since the indies, man. He's come out to Shaka Khan and shit. Like, watching
his progression. Until this motherfucker started giving interviews and tweeting, and it's like, yo, you got like, no like Swerve interviews, no Swerve music, because he can't do the music around to get some black women. Got to cut that out. Got to block him on Twitter. And then I'll be like, yo, Swerve's a cool wrestler, bro. Top tier. It's just everything else off AEW. Like, everything that's not related to wrestling is terrible. Terrible person.
That's like a whole Swerve rant.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, Darrell, have you played the new Dragon Ball Z game?
Nah, I'm going to get it Friday.
Oh, my God.
I didn't pre-order it. I forgot.
People say it's like the Elden Rings of fucking fighting games because computer will beat the shit out of you. Because
I've been seeing clips. I've been laughing.
I got my ass beat by fucking...
Don't say Vegeta.
Great Ape Vegeta whooped my ass. And then, like, to the point where they're like, okay, you can lower the difficulty and put on easy. I was like, damn.
They sold you trash.
Yeah, pretty much. I was, like, trying to learn the controls. Right now, I'm fighting fucking Cell. I got to pause right now. Yeah. This nigga spamming a special beam cannon and fucking killing me with Gohan.
Oh my goodness, bro. I saw a clip.
Jiren was no joke, too. Jiren whooped my ass and Goku Black.
Yeah. Oh. I saw a clip of somebody and they were fighting Android 16. And Android 16 is just laying on the ground, like not moving at all. And he just grabs him and blows up.
Like, yes.
I was like, yo, that shit is hilarious.
So I was fighting Android 16 with Goku, booping his ass, pop, 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 hit him with Kamehameha. Then all of a sudden, this nigga spammed the fucking, I'm supposed to jump on you. And I'm far away, so this nigga ran, went through the Kamehameha, and blew Goku up. I'm like, yeah, I turned this off for a little bit.
They give you all that real Dragon Ball Z experience.
Yeah. But online is cool, like the rank system, because they give you like 15 points. And it's just like an NBA, the NBA little memes, like build a team of $15. So like the high people cost like $8, like Super Saiyan 4, Gogeta and all that shit.
Oh, yeah?
Them niggas are OP because like in a ranked match, you can choose your team, but you can hit a you can have like a four team of four people of fours, you know, a whole team of four, and they all cost 50, like was I think three, or you give them $15 to build a whole team of four, or you can have a fucking power team, just have like spend like 9 points for like Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta, mm-hmm. and then like 2 points for like fucking what's it called, like Master Roshi, and then like 1 point for Hercule, and that'd be your team, your ranked team.
Word, okay, yeah. That sounds better than my faction,
yeah. So it's reasonable, but like if you play like an online world tournament, which I did, yeah. I was like, okay, I'm gonna pick a normal person, I'm gonna pick Goku Black. My first match, this nigga had fucking Super Vegito. I was like, this is fucking cheating. I'm in base form with Goku, not Super Saiyan. This nigga's already the match.
Yeah.
Super Saiyan. So like it was a good match until like he hit me with a fucking Kamehameha Big Bang attack and killed me. I was like, yeah,
hey, okay. That's my boy.
So the game is fun as fuck. And also, man, Undisputed is out too, the boxing game.
How's that, man?
I haven't played it yet.
I already look bad, bro.
It's not fight night. So the thing what it is, I watched gameplay and then my brother got it, and my friends got it. It's like the only thing is like don't compare it to fight night. The graphics is not that good, but it's like it makes you box. Yeah. So like arcade, like it makes you box, but it still has its flaws. It only got like 70 characters in it for a boxing game, but it's still like the most licensed boxing, but they're gonna add more people throughout the years on it. So they're taking the right step.
That's cool, man. I might try it out when it go on sale, man. I don't have the best record with boxing games, man. I gotta tell you, I never beat Isaac Frost in that last match.
Oh yeah, me though too. So that's one thing I can admit to.
I don't know how it is. I just said fuck it, I quit.
Like he flipped my ass. I was like, yeah, I'm done.
Bro, I thought I was good at the game, bro. I was good. I could beat people, the computer, no match for me at all. And that last one, bro, I was just like, yo, fuck this. I can't do this. Yeah, it did. I haven't played a boxing game since. I was like, fuck this. That shit is terrible, bro.
Yeah, so I'm like, that's a pretty good game. So, just got that, and fighting games are cool.
Yeah, man, I suck at fighting games, but Spark and Zero, they said, hey, bro, it's just Tenkaichi. It's back on the game. I was like, yo, I can rock with that, bro.
You can, like, I'm playing on classic controls now, like the old classic Word? Budokai Tenkaichi controls. Yeah.
Bro, I still got Tenkaichi 3, bro.
Like, yeah, so I got
those controls memorized, man.
Oh, yeah, so if you go, like, the classic controls, similar to so you'd be okay. Like, only thing I got to get good at is, like, counter and blocking real good and like instant transmission. So once I get that, I'll be all right. So the game just came out though. So like I can't really like, oh my god, I suck at it. I'm like, shit, it's only been like a couple of days. I beat the Goku story. Cause I think they to the point where like, hey, put the game on easy. And I was like, what? But the cool part about
this story, I'm so mad when games do that, bro.
But the cool thing about it, the game has like what if stories on there. As you play like this story, like you can say, like, remember, like on the story in real life, not real life, but in the cartoon, when they fought Raditz, and it's like Piccolo came to help him,
right?
And it's like he can go alone and just fight him, or have Piccolo do that.
Okay.
In like another story, tell me to spoil another one. It's like during the Cell Saga. Remember when they came out the hyperbotical chamber?
Yeah.
Gohan
and Goku.
And they sat there and watched some niggas fight, Piccolo fight in the tower. And so they was like, okay, do you want to go down there and fight? And so he went down there and fight and he killed Cell. It's pretty dope like that, like different things.
Damn. Hey, man. That would have been dope, man.
Yeah, so but they make you, like, they force you to play on normal. So, like, if you play on normal, like, more stories to open up. You play on easy, like, you might miss some of that shit. But nigga was saying like just the Elder Rings of fucking
not the fight Elder games. Rings. Not the Elder Rings of fighting games, bro. That's
Elder Rings. Elder Rings were tough, man. Never beat one of them.
I don't even play those games. I don't
yeah, me either.
Elder Rings, Dark Souls, none of that stuff. I just feel like I'm supposed to have fun games. Like games can be difficult, but it's supposed to be fun at the end of the day, bro.
Like, I feel like that's the motto of new games now. Like, all the games are, like, so, like, games. Like, what happened to, like, games have their own identity? Like, good storytelling, good gameplay. Like, it's easy to pick up and play, but it's a challenge throughout the, like, the story once you get, like, more shit.
Yeah. And it's like, I think I was tweeting about this the other day, but it's like, that's just not fun for me. Originally, Son Wukong, is that it? Wukong, whatever.
Oh, yeah, the new one,
I was excited for that game for like a long time, and then they was like, yeah, so we made some changes, and now it's a Soulsborne game. And I was like, I'm not excited for this shit no more, bro.
Okay, that game is crazy because I watched my brother play that game, and it took him like 3 hours to beat like one of like the first bosses at like the beginning of the game.
Yeah, that's just not fun for me, bro. Like, God of War is a game you turn difficult up. That's a game. It's challenging, but you feel rewarded at the end of it. You're not spending 3 hours. Yeah, you know what I mean? And it's like, nah, this ain't working for me, bro. And they changed the game, and I was like, yo, I don't want to play this game no more, bro. Bro, y'all took the fun out of that shit for me. But it's like, damn, man, I don't want to play games that are hard for the sake of being hard. And then the other thing... Other games where it's just like microtransaction, like just microtransaction you to fucking death. And I was like, yo, this shit is killing me. That's why I ain't been buying 2K games, man.
Okay, so I'm gonna see break down the rating of 2K. So if you want the guy to be at 99 overall in 2K, that's gonna cost you 374,000 PC. That's like estimate. And that's equivalent to like $100 if you want to buy VC.
Which is fucking crazy because you already bought the game for $70 and then you got to pay $100 for the VC. It's like,
and yo. And then like at the season, and they got little packs too in the beginning. Like they got like your each season, they have like a little rating system, go to level 40. You can grind the pro pack and get shit. And they can buy like the elite pack where you get like the extra shit, or you can skip the whole tier. Like $20.
It's crazy, bro.
Yeah, like microtransactions is crazy in video games. Like Call of Duty is like that now. Want to buy skins, Fortnite. Game has changed so much since like the PS2, the PS3, and the slowly like money came evolved.
Man, I think it's like the end of that PS4 era where it got so bad. It's like, yo, this is getting fucking terrible right here.
I think Call of Duty started it, man, with the season pass, man.
You think so?
I think that was it.
Man, I don't even trip over like season passes. Like when they made sense, so it's like, all right, you buy a season pass, you get all the DLC for the game. Mm-hmm. But now it's like you buy a season pass, you get this part of DLC, but there's also a bunch of DLC that you can't get. Right. It's just not included. It's like you got to buy season pass part two.
And Mortal Kombat's like that. Yeah. It's like you get the original story. It's like, okay, beat the shit, and you get Mortal Kombat. You buy the game. If you want the deluxe edition, the pre-order get people 3 days early and play it. That's like, what, $100?
Yep.
And if you don't got that version, so you might get the game that comes out on the 12th, and then you load it up. You even got none of the season pass characters, and they need to get the season pass, or you can buy each character for $5 to $7.
Right. Which is ridiculous. It's just like, damn. Like,
and they come out with a new like combat pack with new story, and man, that Mortal Kombat story with the new pack was ass.
Oh, was it?
I was highly disappointed. Like, it was cool seeing Cyrex and Sektor as girls, though, but it's like they had to do Havoc as like a big bad boss and stuff. I'm like, man, Havoc doesn't look like a cool ass character. Like, okay, he's like that nigga, or that boss nigga who busts a coke, kill everybody. They could have Baraka or something like that.
I miss Baraka, man. Baraka was hard, bro.
Kano or something like that. You know, just like Havoc. Havoc doesn't do it for me. He doesn't cut the mustard. It's like a nigga trying to be a heel. And it's like, man, this nigga's not a good heel. And it's like this. I'm going to say, I'm going to compare this thing to Jungle Boy, but he's not. He's not Jungle Boy.
I like Jungle Boy, man.
You know, I like Jungle Boy too, so like.
I get what you mean though. He's not final boss level,
right? You know, he's not the Rock, you know,
right?
No, yeah, and AEW got a pay-per-view Saturday, so.
Wrestle Dream, yeah, look at that shit. That'll be fun. What's on the card, man?
They got, like, the triple threat match. They got Will Ospreay versus Ricochet versus the evil Japanese nigga who's not Okada.
Oh, damn, I just forgot his name. No, I always remember his name. Oh, shit. Man, Takeshita, there you go.
Yep.
That's his name.
I think I just know the card off the top of my head. I think it's Brody King versus Darby Allin. Huh? Moxley versus Danielson, and then I think the Young Bucks versus
Private Party. Hey.
And then Shibata versus Jungle Boy. And I think Chris Jericho versus Mark Briscoe for one of the belts, the Ring of Honor belt.
So is that the World Championship?
Yeah, the World Championship. And then I think Hologram versus the bull nigga. What's his name? Otero, but he changed his name.
Taurus, what is it? The Beast something, I don't know.
I think it's Commander versus Brian Cage, and then Willow Nightingale versus Mariah May for the boat. And I think that's the card.
Yeah, man. And people say I hate AEW, but I knew Private Party was in that championship because I watch Private Party matches, bro. Like, even if I don't watch it, I'll go back and watch, like, I'll watch them their matches on YouTube and shit because I enjoy Private Party, bro. Like, that's what you're supposed to do. Even if you don't enjoy everything in the company, if you enjoy the wrestler, you're supposed to go watch their shit anyway, bro. Mm-hmm. That's how I knew Private Party was in the damn match, bro. I know they won the triple threat tag match. They won, like, come on, man. I pay attention.
Support your wrestlers, man, not the company.
Yeah, that's the important part, bro.
And that's our PSA for the end of the show.
Yep. Yeah, I stopped recording. That's it. Fuck that shit. We